Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Ray.
Today I'll be reading a scripture from Luke, 22nd chapter, verses 14 to 30. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you, for I tell you I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him. They began to question among themselves which of them it might be who would do this. Also a dispute arose among them as to which of them was considered to be the greatest. And Jesus said to them, The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those with exercise authority over them call themselves benefactors. But you are not to be like that. Instead, the greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the one who rules like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who is at the table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who is at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are those who have stood by me in my trials, and I confer on you a kingdom just as my Father conferred one on me, so you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of these few verses.
Thank you, Ray. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us, for its truth and for its life. And Lord, as we now prepare ourselves to come before you at your table this morning, we thank you, Lord, for your word that reminds us of your love and of your grace. Your word that shows us and tells us how much you loved us. And so, Father, through your word again this morning, speak to our hearts. Quiet us before you. Refresh and nourish us. And prepare us to come in communion with you and fellowship with you, thanking you in remembrance of who you are, of all you've done, and of your greatness. We love you, Lord, and thank you for your love for us. And it's in Jesus' name we ask this prayer. Amen. Let's celebrate, because today we have something great to celebrate, and that is the table of our Lord. We use the phrase that sometimes we're going to celebrate communion, and often we think of Communion Sunday as a time when we kind of are sorrowful, and we think about the death of Christ, and yes, the death of Christ is something that in our heart grieves us because of all the suffering he endured for us, and the Lord's table reminds us of that. In fact, Jesus said, as often as we eat the bread and drink the cup, we do it in remembrance of him. And we remember his suffering, and it's a way that he's given us to remember all that he's done and the blood that was poured out for us. And yes, our hearts are grieved when we think of that, and we come in remembrance of that, looking back. But yet the Lord's table is also something to celebrate. It's a time to rejoice. The ancient reformers of the church used to call the Lord's table the Eucharist. And that word Eucharist means praise. It's a time of thanksgiving and a time to give praise and thank you to the Lord for what he's done for us. and of his grace that is sufficient in our time of weakness. So as we prepare to come this morning, it's come in celebration. It's come to meet with our Lord in a time of remembrance, but a time of celebration for all the good things that his table provides for us as we come in a few moments. And the scripture that was just read for us by Ray, we have the story of Luke's account of what we have come to know as the Last Supper or the Lord's table, knowing that it originally was the celebration of the Jewish festival of Passover, the time of the year when God had commanded at the beginning of the year for them, once the first month, they were to gather around the table in remembrance of the deliverance that God had done, of bringing them out of slavery and captivity, 450 years of bondage, through the shedding of the blood of the Passover lamb. And redemption was brought and provided. And every year they were to gather and to look back on that remembrance and celebration when God had passed over them and brought life. And Jesus was sharing that meal with his disciples, giving it greater meaning, revealing to the fact that he was now the Passover lamb, the final Passover lamb that God had provided, and that through his blood there would be permanent forgiveness of sin, no longer sacrifices needed. And it was a time for them to remember. It was a time to celebrate God's deliverance, God's redemption, that life had come through the blood of the Lamb. And so Jesus was celebrating that meal with his disciples, and he begins, Luke says, as he records this, that when the hour came in verse 14, they were reclined around the table. Jesus said to them, I have eagerly desired to celebrate this Passover with you. And Jesus looked at it that way, that this is a celebration. And he said, tonight we're going to celebrate the deliverance and the redemption that the blood provides. And so as we come today, we come to celebrate. And as we look at Luke's account, there's four things that we can see in this passage as we come to the Lord's table today that we can celebrate. And God calls us to remember in time such as this. For we come and let's celebrate first the grace that we have received. For the Lord's table was a celebration of God's grace. And verse 19 through 20, it says that Jesus took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them and said, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup and said, this cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. And he reminded them that we have something to celebrate at the table because we're celebrating God's grace. Grace that was provided for us freely. Nothing that we deserved, but we received God's outpouring of grace. And the table reminds us of that. God's grace poured out for you and for me through Jesus Christ. Through the breaking of the bread, his body on the cross broken for us. Through the shedding of his blood reminds us of that grace that covers and is greater than all of our sin. Now that's something to celebrate, isn't it? That his grace is greater than all of our sin. And no matter what we've done, or the sins of the past, or what we will yet do, God's grace through Christ and the blood covers that. And his grace is sufficient. And when he died, when he paid the price and he shed his blood on the cross, his grace was sufficient for all of our sin. That's what's amazing. And we come and we celebrate that. Not that we earned it, but it was a free gift that God has given to us through Jesus Christ. Forgiveness of our sin and the unconditional love and the demonstration of that love when Jesus gave himself freely on the cross. Because no one took Jesus' life from him. He gave it freely for us. And he demonstrated that. So come, celebrating the fact that you have received grace through Christ. all possible through the bread and the cup. That as you receive the bread and the cup, give thanks and celebrate God's grace made manifest to you through Jesus. But we also come, let's celebrate as well the fellowship that we enjoy. That through the table is a time of fellowship. And Jesus said, I have eagerly desired to share this meal with you. He wanted to share it in fellowship with his friends, his disciples. And today, he calls us to his table again to share fellowship with him. And he took the cup and he gave it to them and said in verse 17, divide, take this and divide it among you. And all of you share in this. It's a time of fellowship and sharing in our fellowship and communion with God in a personal way. And also with one another. And we celebrate the fact that fellowship with God is possible because of what has been provided for us at the table. Through the bread and the cup, and Jesus' suffering and death, he has made possible a way of fellowship with God. That the veil of the temple was split from top to bottom, and Jesus opened up the way through his own sacrifice that we can have personal fellowship with him. There's something special about sitting down at a table and eating with people. And yesterday when we had the vow renewal and then downstairs around the tables, I was able to go from table to table and just talk to people I haven't seen in a long time. But there's something very special about sitting around the table. It brings out fellowship and intimacy. And Jesus provided that as he calls us to the table. He said, this is my time. It's time to show we have connection. We are connected. We have fellowship with him personally through what his table has done for us. But also, we not only celebrate our fellowship with God, but we celebrate our fellowship with each other. That we are a family, and we come to the Lord's table together and partake as one. That Paul reminded the church, he said, that we share in one bread, one loaf, and we drink together of one cup, showing that we all partake of Jesus, and we are all united together in him, in our love, in our fellowship, in our unity. So come celebrating the fellowship that we enjoy with God, and we enjoy with one another. Isn't it great to be part of the family of God and be part of in fellowship with him? 1 John 1 says, Paul says, I have written these things to you to know that you have fellowship with God, and our fellowship is with his Son. And that fellowship all made possible by what the table means. But we also come, we have something else to celebrate today. Third, we come to celebrate the hope that we have been promised. Because the Lord's table also promises us something, a very special hope. And it's guaranteed for us at the table. In verse 16, Jesus said, when he gave him the cup, he said, I eagerly desire to eat this Passover with you. He said, for I will not eat of it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and he gave it to them and said, drink from it. And I'm not going to drink from the cup, fruit of the vine, again until the day I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. And the Lord's table is a promise. It's a hope of our hope. And our hope is our certainty of something we know that is absolutely true. And the Lord's table is our assurance of the fact that someday we are going to dwell with him and his coming kingdom. That we're going to sit around at his table and dine with him for all eternity. And won't that be glorious? Think about a party and celebration. It's a celebration that's never going to end for all eternity as we have that promise and that hope that we have promised us. And the Holy Spirit has given us as a deposit. The Lord's table is that reminder. And Paul said, as often as we eat and as often as we drink of the cup, we do so until the day he comes. Until the day, the fulfillment of when we sit down around his table for all time. So we come celebrating that hope. It is an assurance of what we have and what we've been promised. The grace that we received, the fellowship we enjoy, the hope we've been promised. But we also come to celebrate the ministry that we've been given. Because the Lord's table reminds us of that, and that's something to celebrate as well. Here we read in verse 24, that as they were sharing around this meal, and the Lord intended for them to share it in time of fellowship, as they were sharing around this meal, a dispute broke out among them as to who the greatest one was. And maybe some of them were arguing about who was sitting next to Jesus. And maybe they all wanted to sit there. And a dispute grew among them. And Jesus said, "Why are you doing this?" He said, "The kingdom of the kings of the Gentiles lorded over them and exercise authority. But it's not to be that way with you." He said, "Instead, the greatest one is to be like the one who serves." And he said, "I have come not to be served, but to serve." And the Lord's table reminds us of the ministry that we've been given, and that's a ministry of service. That Christ came and put us before himself. And the Lord's table reminds us of this. This is a table of service and sacrifice, where Jesus put us for himself, didn't come to be served. And God has called us. He said, "The greatest ones are the ones who serve." Remember, it says in John 13 that he demonstrated the greatness of his love that night by taking off his outer garments, putting on a towel, and going around and beginning to wash the feet of each of his disciples and serving them. And he said, "I've given you an example for you to do as I have done." The ministry that we have all received is a ministry of service, of serving one another, of serving God, putting others before ourselves. And the Lord's table reminds us of that today. So come, and let's celebrate. We have a lot to celebrate. His grace, our fellowship, our hope, and the ministry of service that God provides for us, and he's called us to. The table has been prepared. Jesus has given his life. But he rose again. And he provided the way, opened up the curtain, and brought the way of fellowship to us, and promises life eternal to all who believe in him. And we come to his table in response to his invitation and call. But as we do, and all of our communion Sundays is as custom, I'm going to ask you to join me for a time of prayer. If you're able to and would like to kneel, you can. If you're not, just remain seated. That's fine. It's up to you. But as we join together in a time of prayer to prepare to meet our Lord at his table of celebration this morning. You can kneel or sit. That's up to you. As you are either sitting or kneeling before the Lord this morning, just take this moment to thank God for his grace provided for you. Take this moment to prepare yourself to meet at his table this morning. Is there anything between you and him that you need to make right, between you and one another, so that you can come to his table today in fellowship with him and in fellowship with your brothers and sisters in Christ? Fathers, we come before you this morning. We thank you for your table provided and prepared for you, by us, for you, and that you provided it for us, that through the shedding of the blood, the breaking of your body for us, we can have life. That through the shedding of the blood of the Passover lamb, you have passed over us and have given us life. And Father, we thank you for that grace that we did not deserve, but you freely manifest to us, and you showed and demonstrated to us freely. So thank you for that overflowing grace. And we come this morning in celebration of that, thanking you that you have made possible a way of fellowship with you and have given us a hope of eternal life in heaven, of a coming kingdom that is going to be so glorious that we can't even begin to imagine or fathom. And until that time, you've called us to serve one another as you demonstrated by your own life, of putting others first before ourselves. So, Father, prepare us to come and meet with you at your table today. We thank you for the bread, a visible reminder of your body that was broken for us. We consecrate it to you today. Prepare us, Lord, to receive and to partake together. Strengthen us by faith as we once again feast on you in remembrance and in celebration of who you are and all you've done for us. We thank you for the cup, a visible reminder of your body, your blood shed and poured out for us on the cross. Your grace and your blood that was shed that could wash away every sin and stain of our life, of the sins past, present, and yet to occur. And we thank you, Lord, that your grace, your blood is enough. And so, Father, we consecrate it to you and prepare us to receive from the cup this morning and to rejoice before you that through that we have been made in right with you and we have fellowship with you. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for providing a way. We come, Lord, to celebrate all that you've done for us. And we come, Lord, to remember. We come, Lord, again, committing ourselves to you to serve one another and to serve you as you have demonstrated for us by giving us an example. And we ask this prayer through Christ our Lord, in whom we pray. Amen.